We begin Bez Hashem Vav Amud Beis, a little more than halfway down the Amud with the word Itmar, second word into the line. Itmar Tumas Hameis. What's the din concerning Tumas Hameis if a Kohen is Tumay from coming in contact with a dead person? Can he perform the Avodah? And if he can, is it, we'll, for lack of a better term, we'll call it, is it L'chatchilo or B'dievet? Says the Gemara of Amachloikis, Rav Nachman Amar Hutrehi B'tzibur, when you're dealing with a carbon tzibur, and we'll see it means not only a carbon tzibur, a carbon coming on behalf of the tzibur, but it's also a carbon that has a set time, that's kavua leizman. If you have those two criteria, says Rav Nachman, if it's both a carbon tzibur and it's something that comes on a regular basis, has a fixed time when it comes, then hutri b'tzibur. It's hutri, which means it's absolutely mutter. Where do we learn this from? Rashi tells us we learn this from a pasuk in next week's parasha Baloiska. Ish ish ki yetamei lo nefesh. If you find an individual who is tamei lo nefesh by the current Pesach, he goes to Pesach Sheni. And we have a drasha, ish nidche, but not a tzibur nidche. An individual could be pushed off if he's tamei lo nefesh, if he's tamei meis. However, a tzibur we don't push off. From there, and Nachman learns that it means it's a absolute heter hutrihi. It is mutter entirely to do, bring that carbon, even though the kayin is tamei. And we'll see even if the carbon is tamei as well. Rav Sheshes Amar, he says, dechuyehi. What is dechuyehi? Literally means it's pushed off. Meaning that we could push it through. The way Rashi says it, right here and across from Rav Sheshes. Dechuyehi b'tzibur. Afal pi shaha carbon tzibur doiche oisa. Even though you're right, the fact that it's carbon tzibur, it pushes off the fact that the kayin is tamei. But b'kayshi hutra. It was with difficulty that we allowed this to go through. And then this is not perfect, it's not like a tchila, but we'll allow it to go through. What's the chilik? And Rashi explains. And therefore, at all costs we will try, or maybe not at all costs, but certainly we'll try l'chatchila to do it b'tahara, try to find a kohen who's tar, maybe if possible bring a different carbon, bring a different animal or different item for the carbon if the first one is tamei, and if you can't, then the chuyah you can go push it through because she hit you. This is the machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. And as you see here from the little aleph, the Rambam indeed passing like Rav Sheshes that it's the chuyahi, which means that concerning a carbon, if the kain is tamei mace, or the carbon is tamei, it's the chuyahi. We try to find ways around it to do it perfectly, and if you can't, we allow it to go through. We're going to explain this machlokes here concerning the Rav Nachman or Rav Sheshes, but this does have, as many of Achrenim point out, this does have ramifications in other areas of halacha, which is interesting. Maybe we would not have made this comparison, we would not have paralleled these two halachas, but nonetheless, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Kairi, does indeed connect these two halachas. What's that? Here we have halacha machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Is tumas hameis hutra b'tzibur absolutely permissible, or is it a chuya? It's not a heter gomer. It's not absolutely permissible. We'll let it go through. The Rambam paskins it a chuya. We have another area in halacha, and that is the gabi hilchas Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. We know that pikuach nefesh is doiche Shabbos, to save someone's life. Someone's life is in danger. You're allowed to push aside Shabbos. Are we pushing aside Shabbos, or is there no Isser Shabbos that exists when it comes to saving a life? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is as follows. I'll read you halacha here in Simon Shin Chav Ches in Hilchas Shabbos Seif Yudalid. Let's say we had a person whose life was in danger, and tzarech basar, he needs to get meat. He needs to be fed meat. We have a choice. We have a piece of meat in front of us, and we can give it to him. The only problem is, this piece of meat is nevela. So it's not a kosher piece of meat. Are you allowed to eat nevela to save your life? Sure. Is it preferable in this case to have him eat the nevela, and then you don't have to be mechal Shabbos. Or should you go find an animal, shech the animal, we're talking about you obviously have enough time to shech the animal, prepare the meat and cook it for him, and give him that meat, this way he's eating kosher meat. Says the Shulchan Aruch like this, shech dim la, you can shech an animal. Ve'ein oimrim, and we don't say, na'achilenu nevela, let's just let him eat the nevela. That's at a mechaber paskins. Says the Mishtabura, that one way of understanding this halacha is that why do we say just go shecht another animal? Why would you be allowed to shecht another animal? You have a piece of meat here which you can eat and save his life. Must be, says the Mishabura, Mishum de Shabbos, Hutra Eisel Pikuach Nefesh. Must be the understanding is, and this is the way some understand, that it's Hutra Eisel Pikuach Nefesh, Velochin Sheikh, Kedarosh Sheikh de Miyantif. Therefore, we view it as if today is not Shabbos concerning this person, it's as if it was Tuesday. And if it was Tuesday, would you let him eat the Nevela? No, you would check the animal, so you can do that on Shabbos as well. That's one way of learning. Says the Mishmur of Alaharbe Rishainim Kosu with the Shabbos Rak Dechuyahi. Really, most Rishainim say Shabbos is also only, we push off Shabbos. But if you have another way around it, then we don't do that. So in this case, why not give him the Nevela? If it's only Dechuyah, why not give him the Nevela, right? Says the Mishabura, Ela hatamu deshema yehi kotz ba'achilas nevela, v'lo yoichal v'yestakin. Well, worry, this is a good Jew, and which good Jew, even if he's sick, but if he's still with his faculties, we're worried that he's not going to take well to eating a nevela. And for that reason, we push it aside. But not for the reason because hutra, because the Rambam, just like he paskins in terms of Tumas Hameis, the Chuyah, he says the Beis Yosef, that's the reason why he also says concerning Hilchos Shabbos, because Hilchos Shabbos is also his only the Chuyah, we push it aside, but if there's another way around it, then we don't allow that to happen. Okay? Fine. Let's see the Gemara now. So we have a Machlekes Rav Nachum Rav Sheshes. Continues the Gemara. Heicha de'ikka tamein u'tahirin b'hahu beis av. If you have in that family who's serving in that week in the Beis Hamikdash, that family of Kohanim, as we know, the Kohanim was split up into 24 groups, and each group would send to the Beis Hamikdash, that group would serve that week, and each day of that week, a certain Beis Av, a certain family within that group would serve. So if you have another Beis Av, you know, family A is doing it on Monday. But if you have a Tamei Kohen from family A, but you have a Tahar Kohen from family B, who's supposed to serve on Tuesday, certainly we're going to take him. Hey, Chedika Tameinu Tahirin Bahu Beis Av Kuli Amale Pligid Tahirin. I'm sorry, we're talking about within the same family. Within the same family, who's serving on Monday, if you have a choice of taking the one who just became Tamei, or somebody else in that family who's serving that day, of course you're going to take the one who is Tahirin. Kuli Amalei Pligid Tahirin Avdi Tamein Loy Avdi. The Tahirin do the service, Tamein Loy Avdi. Ki Pligi, when are they arguing about Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes, La Hadure or La Suyin Tahirin Mi Beis Av Achrina. That's the first case that I said. You have one Beis Av serving on Monday, you have another family who will be on Tuesday. But let's say everybody in the Beis Av on Monday got Tamei. Should you then go and try to find someone from Tuesday's shift to come back Monday and serve, or not? Rav Nachman Amar Hetihi Betzibur V'loi Madrinan. We hold this Hutra Betzibur. There's no reason why you have to go through the bother, the trouble of trying to find someone else in a different family. And Rav Sheshes Amar Dichuyihi Betzibur U'Madrinan. No, we only push this off. And therefore, if you have a choice of saying, everybody, just hold on a second. Everybody here is Tamei. Let me see if I can find somebody who's available who's Tahar from a different family. It may take some time, and we'll go bring him. But that's preferable, says Rav Sheshes. That's what Rav Sheshes says. That's what's preferable. Now you think, what relevance does this have to our day and age? This is something in the Beis Hamikdash, Tumah. We don't deal with Tumah. We don't deal with the Beis Hamikdash. But remember this Gemara on Vav Amud Beis in Yuma. The following Shaila was asked to Rabbi Yaakov Reisher, the Shmos Yaakov, the Chelek Ala Simin Lamed Dalad. Said, someone comes on Sukkot, and offers his friend an esrog and a lulav to use. Friend doesn't have one himself, but he offers him to use the lulav and esrog. And he sees this esrog and he says, you know, it's now, right now, the first thing in the morning, and I can make the bracha on the lulav and esrog, and I can be yaitzim achiv, I can fulfill my taking of the dalan minim. However, this is not the best esrog I've ever seen. And I'm sure there are other people in the shul who have much nicer looking esrogim, a pre-eitz hadar, a more mahudar esrog. So he was in a quandary. Should he make the bracha right now to be mekayim what? The rush to do a mitzvah is reason makdim in the mitzvahs. We always try to do mitzvahs as early as possible. Or should I wait? Should I wait until I find a better looking esrog, and this way I can perform the mitzvah in a more mahudardika fashion? So what would you say? What would you say if you put Zrizus against Hidr? What comes first?
Zrizus.
Hidr. Less fill. What? You don't pass up one mitzvah to do. In other words, like.
Don't pass up the Zrizim to do the Hidr.
Well, where do you have a raya from that? From anywhere? We have a concept, mitzvah abo liyodcha al tach mitzena. If it comes your way, have an opportunity, don't let it go. But here, he's sure that he'll be able to perform the mitzvah. You have this sometimes with an actual bris milah. Should you do it as early as possible in the morning? Or let's say, I have, let's say, a choice of having a moel who is maybe only second string, like I have in the morning, or I have a better meal in the afternoon, if that would be a thing. Or let's say I have, if I do it in the morning, I can.
There are different issues as far as because of the medical component to it, so it's a different.
Yeah.
As far as because
we're
still
surgery. So? So they have a way
second
for.
Second string, when you say the word second string, do you want a second string doctor before we
go? Okay, so I mean for that reason itself.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me give you a different example. Fine. Fine. Yeah, I mean, if you're right, if you're worried about that, I agree. That'll be a good reason. But let's say if you do it later in the day, you could have a great tzaddik to be the tzaddik for the baby. He'll be the mizbeach that this baby will be sitting on. Ooh, now what do you say? Do it early in the morning or do it later in the day? So where does the Shmuel Yaakov bring a raya from? Yuma davav mebeis. Why? Here you have a kohen who's tameh, and we say, let's push off the avodah. Don't bring that carbon tameh yet. It's the morning now. Don't bring that carbon tameh. Hold on a second. We're going to go look and we'll see. We're going to wake up another kohen who's tar from the next day's shift, and let's see if he's available to come. 1 second. It's reason makdim lemitzvahs. Must be. You can go and do it in a more mahudr fashion, in a better way, even though you're delaying it. So says the Shmuel Yaakov. Now, not everybody agrees with that. And let's see if we can figure out, the Chashuke Chemet says, we can disregard this raya from this Gemara, if we wanted to, in an easy way. How's that? Why is this case different than, let's say, our case of the Esrog? Sechaya. Over here, the esrog. It's a kosher esrog, 100% kosher. It's not the most beautiful esrog in the world, but it's 100% kosher. Here, when you have the kohen performing the avodah, if the kohen is tamei, so there's actually, you're talking about something negative going on. We have a heto dechuya ibitzima, you could push it through, but certainly if there's some pagam in it, maybe only then do we say, let's get the kohen from the base of the other base up. Good? Okay. Ikadam, we have another version of this machlokes in how the Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes are arguing. Ikadam, yafilu heche deikat toherin utameim ba'u beisav. Even in that one family, all being ready to serve on Monday, you have tameim and toherin. Polig Rav Nachman va'omar avdi nami tameim. Rav Nachman says, even in that case, you don't even have to switch someone within that family who's supposed to be that day. The Tomei Kayan does it because Hutrahi Betzibur. The Chol Tumas Meis Betzibur Rachmona Shaya. We now at the top of the Zayin Amar Aleph. Because Tumas Meis by a Tzibur is indeed permissible. And we keep saying Tumas Meis, and the Rashi points out very clearly, the first Rashi on the Zayin Amar Aleph, this only works by a Tomei Meis. Tomei Meis, he says, Aval, someone who's a Zavin, Umitzayroin, a Mitzayra, a Nida, a Yeledes, their Tumma would preclude them from doing the Avoida, a Boyal Nida, Kanida, like we discussed in Vavar Mar Aleph, they would not be allowed to. That's why you really think that, according if you hold this Hutrahi Betzibur, so then the Kayan Gadol, why do we set aside another Kayan, Umaskin Eloi Kayan Acher Tachtov, to be a backup? What was the reason for that?
In case,
so one reason is maybe because of the wife dies, that was Rabbi Yehuda, so you have even a second wife. But the Mishnah said, according to the Chachamim, Shema Yerabai Psul, maybe it'll become Pasul. Become Pasul. Rashi said two things over there, if you remember. Shema Pasul, what would happen? Either Psul Keri, or Yishar Tumah, Hama'akvim Yilavai Lamikdash. So Psul Keri, we will not say Hutrihi Betzibur. It's only by Tamei Mei. So what's the reason for that? Presumably because the whole pasuk we learn it out from is Pesach Sheni, and that was talking about Tamei Mei. Fine. So this is the Machlokes. Now, Rav Sheshis is going to try to bring a few proofs to his side that it's actually Dechuyahi, that it's not a Heter Gomer, but it's only Dechuyah. Says the Gemara as follows. Amar Rav Sheshis, Mino Amin Allah, from where do I know that we only say Tumas Meis is the Chuyahi Betzibur, and it's not an absolute heter? The Sanya, because we learned in a Braisa. For those learning Daf Yomi now, this is the Menachis Ayin Beis, so it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago. The Sanya, Hoyoimir Umakrav Minchas Hoimir. You have a Kohen who on the second day of Pesach, Tezayin Nisan, is coming to offer the Karban Oimir, which is brought from the new wheat of barley that they cut down at the night of the 16th of Nisan, and the next day they bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, and the nitbeis biyada, and it becomes tamei. This carbon mincha, this mincha, it becomes tamei. So what do you do? Oimer, he says to some other kayin, umevi and acheres tachtea. They say, listen, this one became tamei. Do we have another one available? But then ein sham Elohi, but if that's the only available minchas oimer that you can bring, and it's tamei, so what do you then? Oimer loy, so we say to this kayin, heve pikeach, listen, be wise, ushtoik, and just be quiet. Now what are you being quiet for? What are you being quiet for? Is it permissible to bring or not? So Rashi says the reason why we tell him to be quiet is because we don't want people to get the wrong idea that even by a carbon yachid, even by an individual's carbon, let's say mincha, you can bring it even if it's tummy. This is only a special heter by a carbon tzibur. And what was the second criteria?
Set time.
Has to have a set time. Kavul Isman has to have a fixed time when you bring that carbon. So, says Rav Sheshis, Ketonim Yeis, but indeed we did learn that Oimer Umevin Acheres Tachteha. You see, if you have a choice of bringing a different carbon Oimer, what do we say? Bring a substitute. Bring one that's not Tomei. According to your Rav Nachman, if it's Hutri Betzibur, why do we have to go find another carbon Oimer to see if it's Tar? Go bring this one. Kashon Rav Nachman, right? Kashon Rav Nachman. Amr Rav Nachman says, Maidina, I admit, I do agree with you, Heche de'ike shirayim la'achila. You're bringing me a proof from a minchas oimer. The din by a minchas oimer is that you do the kemitzah, you take out a portion of flour, that you bring on the mizbeach, and what do you do with the rest of the flour? No, you don't burn this. You give it to Avram Gedalia. You give it to the Kehanim to eat. So Rav Nachman will say, if you're going to burn the whole thing, you can do it in Hutri Betzibur. But here, if this is Tamei, so in this carbon you're going to do the Kemitza, that you're allowed to do. But what happens to the Shirayim? There's no Heter for the Kohen to eat from Tamei food. So then in that case, I agree, in order for the Kohanim to have their portion, which is coming to them, do it in the best possible way that you can have both the Mizbeach Zachila and the Kohanim Zachila. So that case is different, says Rav Nachman. Very good. There's an interesting tshuva in the Shvus Yaakov from Rabbi Yaakov Reischer. And he has a shaila. if you could perform a mitzvah right now, not in the best possible way, or you could wait and do it in a better way, which one should you do? Sounds familiar to Shaila? It's not the same Shaila. That was in Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Dalet. This is Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Zayin. It's a slightly different Shaila. Here's the Shaila. Says the Shvus Yaakov as follows. There's a person who every Chanukah... So we have Sukkot, we have Chanukah. Okay, we're getting around. Every Chanukah he used Shemen Zayis. Shemen Zayis is a mitzvah and a mofcha. That's preferable. He uses Shemen Zayis for his menorah. One year he couldn't find Shemen Zayis. Couldn't get a hold of it. Maybe his wife wasn't home, didn't know where he kept it. Couldn't find the Shemen Zayis in his house. Fine. But it was getting the time for this man. He always was makbid to light at the right time. So he started taking out Neiroi Shaiva. He took out wax candles. What choice does he have? And he set it up in his menorah. Yeah? As he's setting up his menorah, let's make up the story. His wife comes home and says, oh, here's the oil. Question is like this. Somebody asked the Shvus Yaakov, should I take out the candles which I had set up already and then use the Shemen Zayis? Or should I go ahead and continue with the wax candles? So, what do you say? Huh?
How's it different?
How's it different than what?
From yesterday.
Than the Esther case? It is different. It is different.
It's preferable, right? The candles are closer. It's not. You use the candles. The answer is
possible.
No, it's not as nice. So again, if you want to compare it to the case of the Esrei, so then it's a similar Shaila, right? It's a similar Shaila. So then what's the Shvus Yaakov answer? So here's a little bit different. Here there's an added factor over here. Why?
The time, the pasuk. And the Torah says hiddur mitzvah for the
or priyat sadr.
Yeah,
a priyat sadr. Okay. Now here by Chanukah you don't have the priyat sadr factor, but we know there's a mitzvah only the rabbanon anyway. The rabbanon said there is a mitzvah min amuvkar to do. There is a way of doing it with more hiddur to do with Shemen Zayis. But here the Shvus Yaakov says a little different. Why? Because here I'm in the process of already doing the mitzvah. The Esrig, I just had an opportunity to use this Esrig, but I never started anything. Here I already started with the mitzvah of setting up the candles. Maybe I should not be allowed to stop in the middle of the sort of the start of the performance of mitzvahs just to do it in a better way.
Setting up the candles part of the mitzvah.
So I would say it depends whether you wear a garkel or not, right? That's what we would think, yeah? In a day hold, achonas mitzvahs, mamish and grave. But turns out it's a machlokes between the Shvus Yaakov and the Chacham Tzvi. The Shvus Yaakov says like this, you already started in the mitzvah, so I would say maybe you can't stop. I have a raya from the Gemara in Yuma, Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. Why? Because here the Kohen is in the midst of doing the Minchas Omer, he's in the middle of bringing it, right? And all of a sudden he finds it becomes tummy. So what do we say? We say, go get a different one. In other words, put everything on hold, right? Don't bring that one. And that's tameh, and this is just candles. Not as prevalent, but it's kosher. Good. You could say that, right? You could say that same argument as before. Fine. But the Shvus Yaakov didn't hold to that argument before either, right? So he doesn't hold to that that's different. He holds that since it's absolutely kosher to bring it aide kayin tameh or a carbon tameh, so then it should be just like a kosher esrog or wax candles, right? So he says, so you see here, even though you're in the midst of bringing it, and you could argue for the Shvus Yaakov, I mean, you didn't bring it yet, right? You did start the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is cutting the barley down, cutting the stalks of barley, bringing it into the, it's now in its flower state. Okay. So therefore he says, and yet you see, go push it off and get the preferable mitzvah. So he says, same thing, take out the Neiros Chanukah and put the Shemen Zayis. You see, the Shvus Yaakov says like this. You know what the added chiddush in this Gemara is? That it would be considered perhaps a bezoyin to the mitzvah. Maybe it's really a disgrace to take this carbon which you're in the midst of bringing and say, you know what? We're not using you anymore. Maybe that's a disgrace to the korban. It's a bezayin of a mitzvah. But kamashmalam from this gemara, you see, we're not concerned about that, and rather go get a korban which is absolutely tar. Same thing he says by Hanukkah: put aside these candles and bring the shemen zayis. In a tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi, he brings this tshuva from the Shuas Yaakov, and he says loy tzodak bepsakse. He's not correct in this psak. He says because the rayas that he brings are really do not prove anything, and that raya that he brings from Yuma, the seer of Sheshes wanted to prove in the Korban Eimer, etc., etc. This whole din, he says that's not a raya. Why? Sharei aflat fidvar of Khan hischil b'mitzvah. By the Korban, you started the mitzvah. Lafuga benidin shalai, in his case of the candles, where did you start the mitzvah? Just because you set up the candles, you didn't start the mitzvah yet. He put the candles on the wall, means he put it into the menorah, but he didn't start anything. And therefore he says, and he goes on to a long tshuva, just to reject all the rice that he brings, and he says it will be preferable to continue to get the... there's no raya from over there. The Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Bey, Simon Lamed, responded to this Shuvah de Chacham Tzvi, and he said this argument, that no, I consider the Hachon of the Mitzvah already the start of the Mitzvah. An interesting Shaila is what happens if it's Shabbos, and somebody gets psicha, they didn't tell him which Sefer Torah to take out, so he takes out a Sefer Torah. All of a sudden the Gabbai realizes, as they're bringing the Sefer Torah to the Bima, this is that old one that we just use as like the backup, the backup. But we have a beautiful Sefer Torah in the Aron, and they take out the one that's, it's kosher. I'm not saying not kosher, it's kosher, and that's a chazokah that's kosher, but the ksav is just not nice. Could we switch it back or not? L'chayru, we could say, 1 second, the Korban Eimer is also in the midst of being brought, yet we take it back and bring a new one. Maybe do that with the Sefer Torah too. Yeah? But then on the other hand, you say, well, maybe it's a bazillion to the Sefer Torah. Yeah? But then others would argue that by the candles, which you take these candles, you're now going to discard them, not use them at all. Maybe that's a bazillion. But the Sefer Torah, you're not saying, okay, we're not using this anymore. We're putting it back in its place of glory in the Aron Kodesh.
But you are rejecting it because you're using the other one.
But you're rejecting it for now. You mean it's bazillion for right now.
No, you say bazillion for right now, but you can use it. It's
prepped
for itself,
because
it's not like you can take it again. Why are you
putting
it back? Because you don't want to.
In that case, maybe it's a bazain. Yeah. Okay, you do have a good argument over there, that returning it back. And Lamai said, we do paskin. Once you take a Sefer Torah out, it's only really b'shas etchak that you could actually go put it back and bring out a different Sefer Torah.
What about taking out a second Sefer Torah if you have to take one out?
If you have to have two?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just bring the second one out then. But he forgot to take out the...
They only took out one.
Ah. Yeah, that I don't think it's a problem.
They did it.
Really?
They didn't together come back.
Yeah, I don't see why you can't take another one. Okay. Let's go by to hear Meisve. Another proof of Sheshis is going to try to bring that you see Tuma is only the Chuya Hibetziber. Hoya Makrav Minchas Parim. They're bringing the carbon of a par. And the Gemara is going to assume that this is talking about a carbon on Sukkis, which had a lot of carbonis, and therefore it's indeed a carbon seber, which has a fixed time. And along with that par, or along with this ayil, or along with this keves, you also bring a mincha. And v'nitmiz biyodei, this mincha, which is the minchas nesachim, which comes along, accompanies the regular carbon of the animal, v'nitmiz biyodei, it becomes tamei, says the braisa, oy meru mi v'nachar estakteha. You quickly whisper to another kohen and say, let's see if we have more nesachim. If that's the only one you have, bring it. They tell the guy, the kohen, have a pikeach ushtoik. Be wise and don't say anything and bring it. So my lav, isn't this talking about Purim and Elim Ukvas and the Chag? Isn't this Brisa referring to the Karbanos you bring on Sukkos? And yet we try to get something else before bringing the Minchas Tetzaveh. Kasha on who? Who's it a kasha on? You see, we try to first get around it. That's a proof to Rav Sheshes. It's a kasha on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman will tell you a lie. Purim, I'll tell you, is talking about par avoy dezora. We're talking about the par which the tzibur, who by a mistaken psak, did avoy dezora, and they have to bring a par. However, that is not kavua zman, obviously. It's not a set time. So avagav the tzibur, or even like kavia leizman, since it's not at a fixed time, mahadrinon, you do indeed go back and try to get something more, something better. Elam Altei is talking about Be'eloi Shel Aharon, is talking about an individual Kohen, the Kohen Gadol's aisle that he brings on Yom HaKippurim. The Afagav de Kvi Leizman, that criteria we have, but what are you missing? Kivin de Yachadu Ma'adrinon, since it's an individual's carbon, therefore you try to get something better. And the third case of Kvasim is Bekeves Haba'im Ha'oimer. That keves we're talking about is actually the shnei kevasim which you bring together with the carbon oimer, which we had said before. The carbon oimer has another factor to it, the ikishirayim lachila. If that minchas oimer became tamei, what's going to happen? Then the kohanim won't get their portion of food. They won't get that portion of that flour. So therefore, Rav Nachman says, in that case, I agree with you. There's an extenuating reason why indeed you should go after something that's tahar. Another ayah. Again, this is Rav Sheshes, who says Tum is the Chuyahi. He's going to try to bring another ayah against Rav Nachman. And he brings a brayse. It says, Dam, if you have the blood of a korban, Shenitma, it became Tumi. Vizarku, but the Kayan sprinkled the blood on the Mizbeach anyway. Is Bishayeg, if it was done unintentionally, he didn't realize it, Hortza. It has the ritzoy, it has indeed the appropriate kapara that is needed by sprinkling the blood. It's horza. B'mezid. However, if he knew that he was not allowed to sprinkle this blood, and he did it anyway, loy horza. In that case, Rashi explains, we gave him a knas, the Rabbanim gave him a knas, that he's not going to eat the basar, even though he does have a kapara, as we'll see, because we had mentioned this once in the past, the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead, the tzitz was meratzeh. The tzitz actually sort of pulled it through, even those karbonis, or the sprinkling of the blood, or the person who wasn't able to be fit to be brought, or bring, the tzitz was meratzeh for those cases. So the Bailam actually do have a kapara. However, they made a knas that the carbon won't be able to be eaten. B'mezalai hurtza. So here you see, again, this is a question on Rav Nachman, because even though it's Tamei, what's the problem? Hutrahi b'tzibur, even if it's Tamei, should be able to bring it. Says Rav Nachman, kitanyahi the yachid. I'll tell you, that was talking about, very simply, he was talking about a carbon yachid. And if it's a carbon yachid, you don't have the heter of hutra, even according to Rav Nachman. Toshima, let's bring another ayah. We're going to get to all Rav Sheshes' proofs. And then the Gemara says like this, Alma hatzitz meratzeh. What does the tzitz come to be as a safeguard for? Meaning that he could still make the carbon kosher. Al adam, like we mentioned before, if the dam becomes tameh, ba'ala basar, ba'ala chelav shenitma, there's certain fats that you have to bring as the emurin, as part of the carbon, you burn it. All these things, they came tameh, bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'oines, bein b'rotzayn. No matter how it became tameh, intentionally and unintentionally, whether it was his fault or not, the tzitz is meratzeh. Bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur. And this is whether it's a Yachid's carbon or a Tzibur's carbon. is hetihi betzibur. If you Rav Nachman, like you say, that by tuma it's hetihi betzibur, it's automatically hutter. What do I need the tzitz to be meratzeh? You tell me that the pasuk tells me, even if it's tamei, if it's a carbon tzibur, even if it's tamei, it can go through hutri betzibur. Why do I have to tell me that the tzitz is meratzeh for this carbon? Actually, but even though it says bein b'yachid bein b'tzibur, the tzibur, the reason why that's okay is why does the carbon tzibur, even if it's tamei, why is that okay to bring? Because hutri b'tzibur. When do I need the tzitz to be meratzeh? For a carbon yachid. So he says what that brisa means is ad yachid is going on the case of yachid. For an individual, you need the tzitz to be meratzeh. V'iba yisema, or if you want, you can say a different teretz, that afilu teima b'tzibur, even if you want to say that it's really going on karbonis of tzibur, it's going on communal karbonis, and therefore, what do I need the tzitz to be meratzeh? Bahanach deloy kivi elozman. Rav Nachman will tell you, I'll tell you that that brayis was talking about things that did not have a fixed time. So again, Rav Nachman said, if you have a carbon which is for the tzibur, it's a communal carbon and it has a fixed time, it's kivi elozman, then tumah hitra b'tzibur. If you're missing one of the two, it's either a yachid or it's a tzibur without a fixed time, then you have to come on to the tzitz meratzeh. Very good. Says the Gemara now as follows. Now we're turning the tables. And instead of being a kasha on Rav Nachman, we're now going to have a kasha on Rav Sheshis. Meis veiding more as a kasha. It says, V'nosa aharoin es avoin ha-kodoshim. That aharoin will bear the avoin ha-kodoshim, the sins of the kodoshim. What are we talking about? V'chiezi avoin unoisei. Which aveira that was done in the process of bringing a carbon, which avero do we need Aharon to bear the sin? Im avoin pigul, if we're dealing with avoin of pigul. Now, pigul, for those that have just learned in Dafyemi, Zvachim, Menachis, everybody knows what's pigul. Pigul is that when a kohen shechts an animal or brings the blood or sprinkles the blood or burns the carbon, does one of the four avodas, and he has in mind to eat the carbon beyond the time, past the time when you're allowed to eat the carbon. That's what a machshava of pigul is. You shech the animal, let's say, with intent to eat it beyond the prescribed time of eating this carbon. That's what pigul is. What is noisar? Noisar is referred to a case where you shech the animal, but you have in mind that you're going to eat it beyond the boundaries of where you're allowed to eat it. Not in the place where you were permitted to eat it, but in a different place. That's another way of dealing with noisar. Yeah, that's another type of noisar. Yeah. And here Rashi tells us that this Gemara switched the terms. When it means pigul, it means you're going to eat the carbon in a different place, not permitted. And the noisar were referred to that you shechted it in having in mind to eat it beyond the time when you're allowed to eat it. That's what this Gemara says for the time being. Tosfos doesn't like this. Even that they're interchangeable. Yeah. Yeah, that's how Rashi learns, okay? So the Gemara says, "The Chiyaz Avainu Noisei, which Aveira that was done in this carbon, do we need the Kohen Gadol to carry this sin? Im Avain Pigul, if it's had in mind to eat it in Shaloi B'Mekayim and not in its place, Harek Farnama, it already says, Lo Yei Ratzeh. That actually will not work. That the Kohen cannot bear such a sin, and that indeed will be possible. Vim avoy noisin, if you're talking about something that he had in mind to do it beyond the time limit, harik v'namer lo yechoshev, then indeed that we don't reckon with, and that the Kohen will not bear the sin. Ha'ena noisei el avoy tumah shehutra mechlola bitzibur. Here you have an explicit brisa. You know which avera he has to bear? It's an avain tuma shehudra mechalala bitzibur. In this case, if the carbon tzibur, which comes at a fixed time, they became tamei, it's hudra mechalala. Meaning that when do I need the kohen to bear the sin? By a carbon yachid. Why? Because by a carbon seber is a hutrim el chalala b'tzibur. In other words, by the carbon seber, that I had a heter to bring it, cause tumas hutrim b'tzibur. And by contrast, the case of a carbon yachid, I need the kohen to bear that sin. I need the kohen to bear the sin of a carbon which is tamei. That's by a carbon yachid. But by a carbon tzibur, that's hutrim mechlala. So you see, the Braisa says that a carbon tzibur is hutrim mechlala, a kashan Rav Sheshis. Indeed, this is a kashan Rav Sheshis that really seems to be tumah hutrim tzibur. It's interesting, we have a kasha that we have no teretz on Rav Sheshis, yet we mentioned at the beginning of the shir that what? Well, how does the Rambam paskin? Is it hutra or is it dechuya? We said the Rambam paskin like Rav Sheshis, it is dechuya he betzibur. It's dechuya, and if you can get something that's more preferable, that's better, both in terms of tumah or in terms of hilchas Shabbos, that's what you do. And yet here we have a kasha of Sheshis. So really we see the Gemara continues, the Gemara says that this machlaikis between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshis really seems to be a machlaikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. We'll have to see you the next time.